Okay, you tell someone you don't need to. They'll get home all right. You don't need to.
Don't need to worry or fret. Some of them say you don't need to fret. But I always said don't need to worry. Or don't need to be uneasy. They'll be all right, see.
Uh-huh. And someone who has a lot of money, but he leaves the money just lying out on the table, and he goes outside, and he may not even bother to lock the door. He just leaves it there where anybody...
He's awful careless about this stuff.
Uh-huh. And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Well, she acts kind of funny or kind of silly or...
Uh-huh. What else?
Kind of weird or something like that.
Do you ever hear people say kind of queer or quar?
Queer, that's a bad word.
What does it mean now, and what did it used to mean?
Well, I can't tell you what it used to mean because it's a bad word in our language, in our books. It'd be a bad word.
Uh-huh. In some areas, it now means homosexual. Is that what you were thinking of? Or?
Well, it'd be something to do with sex, all right. Uh-huh.
Did it always mean that?
Does, yeah.
As far as you remember?
Sure does.
And someone who makes up his own mind and then you can't argue with him, you can't make him back down or change his mind or... admit he's wrong. You say that he's...
Well, we say that's the hard-headedest goat I ever seen.
And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper.
Well, he's high-tempered. And you can't joke him because he takes everything serious.
Uh-huh. You say... Well, you better not tease him about that. Say if something happened and
He'll get mad at you or get angry or...
Because he's still awfully, what?
High-tempered or easy to get mad, we say.
Do you ever hear touchy or tetchus or...
What?
Touchus or touchy or...
Yeah, I hear him say, well, he's pretty tetchy. Now, that's not about joking and things. That could be something that he's done and... He don't want it mentioned because it embarrasses him, you see. A lot of stuff like that will be something that he's done if he's tetchy like that.
Uh-huh.
And you don't mention it around him because he's going to get sure enough mad if you do because it embarrasses him, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And but if he just high-tempered and won't joke like that, we say don't bother him because he'll get mad or he's awful high-tempered. You better not fool with him. You'll have him to fight.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something that he's done, he's not that way. Normally, he's not that way. And it's something that he's done, then we say, you better not mention that. He's touchy about that.
Uh-huh. You say, those boys got mad at each other and they...
Yeah, had a fight.
Or yesterday they...
Slugged one another, had a fight or...
Uh-huh. Or using the word fight, you say... They got mad and they what for about 30 minutes.
They fought for about 30 minutes.
Uh-huh. And ever since they were small, they have done what?
They have fought ever since they're small.
And someone's about to lose their temper. You tell them that just
calm down. Hold your temper here just a minute.
Okay.
Take it easy here.
And if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
Very tired.
Anything else you say?
Yes, give out or...
Or using...
Or weary, very weary or...
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
Do you use that term, weary, much?
Not very much. That's wearing over something that has happened.
Uh-huh.